presenting the transcription feature, Superman.
Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird. It's a plane.
It's Superman. Yes, it's Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men. Superman, who can leap tall buildings at a single bound, race a speeding bullet to its target, bend steel in his bare hands, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, fights a never-ending battle for truth and justice. But before we join Superman, listen.
And now to our story. Ordered back to Metropolis by an urgent telegram from editor Perry White, Clark Kent, Lois Lane, and young Jimmy Olsen left the Bar O'Dude Ranch and caught the Tri-State Limited for the city. En route, Kent received another telegram from Perry White telling him to get off at Walden Junction with Jimmy and instructing Lois to continue on to Metropolis. When no one met them at the Walden Junction station, Kent examined the telegram closely and decided it was a fake. Leaving Jimmy to take the next train, Kent followed the Limited as Superman. Once on board, he resumed his reporter disguise, only to find that Lois had vanished, was nowhere on the train. At the Daily Planet office, Kent was faced with more mystery. Editor White denied having sent the first telegram summoning them back. Puzzled, Kent was at a loss to explain what had happened to Lois or who was responsible for the mystery, when the phone rang and Lois' excited voice sounded over the wire. "I haven't time to explain," she said. "Everything's all right. I'll call you tomorrow morning at 10. And with that, she hung up. As our story continues today, both Kent and Perry White have spent a sleepless night worrying. It is 5 minutes to 10, and the two men are seated in White's office awaiting Lois's call.
There's something missing in your story, Kent. It just doesn't make sense.
I'm the first one to admit that, Mr. White. But there's nothing missing. I told you everything had happened.
Well, how did Lois get off the train, as you seem to think she did, if it didn't stop between Walden Junction and Metropolis?
I could answer that. I wouldn't be sitting here waiting for a phone call.
Yeah, it's a lot of nonsense. She was on that train. You just couldn't find her. Probably didn't want you to find her.
Well, now, does that make sense?
Well, why not? Maybe she ran across a good story and didn't want you to horn in on it.
What about the telegram to the Bar O Ranch? She couldn't have sent that. What about the telegram I received on the train?
Wouldn't surprise me if she framed all that up to get you out of the way.
I doubt it. That must be Lois.
Yeah, I'll take it. Hello?
Mr. White.
Lois, where are you?
I can't tell you now.
What do you mean?
Believe me, I just can't. Is Clark there?
Yes.
Let me speak to him.
You'll finish with me first. Now, look here, young lady.
Please, Mr. White, this is important. Put Clark on.
All right. Here.
And anyway, that at least gives us a point.
We've got to work fast.
Now, Lois, wait a minute.
Now, listen to me. I've uncovered the biggest story of the century.
Where are you?
Never mind that now. Listen, I need $20,000 in cash immediately.
I know.
I said what? That I need $20,000 in cash immediately.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. She says she needs $20,000 immediately.
Is she crazy? Let me talk to her.
No, wait. Lois, why must you have all that money?
Don't ask questions, Clark. Tell Mr. White that he'll get it back, but I've got to have it by noon today. Send Jimmy with it. Tell him to deliver it to, Now, wait a minute. You then let Mr. White bring it himself.
Now, look, Lois.
And stick around the office, because I'll have to phone the story in to you when it breaks.
Lois, what in heaven's name is
tell
this?
Tell Mr. White to bring the money to 407 South Street. You got that? Now, I'll be waiting there for him. I've got to go now.
Lois, wait a minute. I want... Hang up.
What's this about $20,000? Is she out of her mind? Oh,
she said you're to deliver it to her at 407 South Street before noon.
Huh?
Yes, and I'm to stay here to get the story when she phones it in.
Story? What story?
I don't know. The biggest story of the century, she said.
No story on earth is worth $20,000.
She said you'd get the money back.
And I'm to deliver it?
Yes. 407 South Street.
Well, I can promise you it won't leave my hands until I'm certain I'll get it back. How does she want it? Cash or check, did she say?
Cash.
All right. If this doesn't pan out, Miss Lane is going to be out looking for a job. I'm fed up with her shenanigans.
Lois wouldn't pull anything like this as a joke.
Well, I hope not. I'll have to call Darwin, the cashier, and have him run over to the bank. Did she say anything about big bills or small bills?
No. Just $20,000 in cash.
No, this newspaper business is a madhouse. Oh, Miss Harvey, get Darwin, the cashier. Tell him I want to see him immediately. Yes, that's all.
Gosh, I don't understand what Lois can possibly have up her sleeve. My mind's a complete blank.
If you ask me, hers is, too. But don't worry. Nobody gets a dime of that $20,000 until I see what's what. Come in.
You wanted to see me, Mr. White?
Yes, yes, darling. Come in. You know Clark Kent?
Yes, of course.
Hello, Darwin.
Darwin, I want you to issue a check for $20,000.
$20,000?
Yes. Make it out to me. I'll endorse it. And then send it down to the bank and get it cashed.
You mean you want $20,000 in cash, Mr. White?
Yeah. Have it issued in $1,000 bills. And you better hurry. There isn't much time. Well, what are you waiting for?
$20,000 in cash. My.
I'm in a hurry, Darwin. Get going. Get going.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. $20,000.
Now, what was that address, Kent?
407 South Street.
Hmm. What time is it?
Quarter after 10.
Mm-hmm. And she said to deliver the money before noon, didn't she?
Yes. Maybe I'd better go along with you, Mr. White.
What? Don't you think I can be trusted?
Oh, it's not that, but I just thought...
I won't need any bodyguard. And anyway, you're supposed to stay here to write the story of the century when Lois phones it in. Story of the century. I'll lay 10 to 1 this is all a lot of nonsense.
I don't think so.
We'll find out soon enough. I'm going down for a cup of coffee. You hang around. When Darwin comes back with a check, tell him to wait.
Okay.
If anyone calls, I'll be back in 10 minutes.
Right. What in heaven's name would Lois need with $20,000? Oh, sir, there's something wrong somewhere. Now I'm going to check just for fun. Operator, get me information, please, will you? Thank you. If I only knew how and where she got off that train, I might be able to...
This is information.
Oh, information. I'd like the telephone number of a house at 407 South Street.
What is the name of the party?
I'm sorry, I don't have the name, just the address. 407 South Street.
One moment.
Thank you. Come in. Oh, yes, Mr. Darwin.
Mr. White, you enjoy.
Yes, come in and sit down, will you? Mr. White will be up in a moment.
I'm sorry, sir, but we have no number listed for 407 South Street.
Are you sure?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Mr. White went down for a cup of coffee, Mr. Darwin. He should be back in a moment.
It's quite all right, Mr. Kent.
Won't you sit down?
Thank you. You'll excuse me if I seem a little nervous.
Nervous? Why, what's the trouble?
$20,000 in cash is a lot of money, Mr. Kent.
Oh, yeah.
I'll have to go to the bank for it myself. I wouldn't dare trust anyone else. $20,000. I've never seen that much money at one time, ever.
Ah, here's Mr. White.
Oh, yes, sir.
Now,
you got that check, Darwin?
Yes, sir, right here.
Good. I'll endorse it. Now, why in tarnation's name that secretary of mine can't learn to keep ink in this desk is beyond me. It's always empty.
Yeah, I have a fountain pen, Mr. White.
Thanks. There you are, Darwin. Now, get the cash back to me as fast as you can.
Yes, sir.
Oh, wait a minute. Here's your pen.
Oh, thank you, sir. I wouldn't want to lose it. I always say a man's pen
Yes, sir. Yes, of course, Alvin, of course. Now, get that check cashed quickly.
I'm going to the bank myself, Mr. White.
Fine, but don't waste any time.
No, sir.
Anyone call, Kent?
No, but I checked on 407 South Street. No phone.
So what? Every house in Metropolis isn't equipped with a telephone. Some of them haven't even got bathtubs. Does that surprise you?
You don't seem to be taking this seriously, Mr. White.
What do you want me to do, call out the state militia?
Well, hardly, but I do wish you'd let me go along with you. After all, $20,000 is a lot of money to be carrying around with you. Anything might happen.
No, don't worry. Nothing's going to happen.
All right. You're the boss. I've got some work to do in my own office. I'll be waiting for the story.
And don't hold your breath.
Well, it's 12 noon. I should have heard from Mr. White or Lois by this time. Wonder whether... Oh, maybe that's the call. Hello?
Kent?
Yes, Mr. White. Well, I wondered what happened to you.
Everything's okay. Lois uncovered a whale of a story.
Oh, that's swell. I'm ready to take it.
I can't give it to you yet.
What?
Oh. Now, listen.
Yes?
I'll need another $20,000.
What?
Yes, and I must have it fast.
Well, wait a minute now. How am I going to get it? Darwin won't give it to me.
Who?
Darwin, the cashier.
Yes. Well, tell him I said it was okay.
That won't be enough. What are you doing with all that money?
Never mind. I'll call Darwin directly and tell him to give the money to you. Deliver it to 407 South Street as fast as you can.
What's this all about, Mr. White?
I can't tell you now, but it's terrific.
Well,
I'll call Darwin. And don't waste a second getting over here.
Yeah, but the...
So long.
Mr. White, where are you calling from? Mr. White? Hello? Hello? Hello, Mr. White?
I'm sorry, sir, but your party disconnected.
Okay, can you trace the call?
We have no way of tracing a call once the party disconnects, sir.
Oh. All right, thank you. Something very queer about all this. And I think I know what it is.
Well, if Clark Kent does, he's smarter than we are because, frankly, we're puzzled. Why does Perry White need another $20,000? And what is the story that Lois has uncovered? Something is going to break soon, so don't fail to be on hand when it does. Tune in and follow the exciting story with Superman.
Don't forget, tune in again for the next thrilling episode with Superman.
Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird. It's a plane.
It's Superman. Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.